This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Dis is RSG en is ek met jou boetie meneer Duncan en vandag ons met die oongstelike mense Hannes en Betty Bangela en ons sal kyk en keier vandag. Meneer Casper is unfortunately teer, a bietjie siek, het die Zika virus, het op die sandwich baron gekoop. En hy voel nie so lekker nie.
You just fucked up our sponsorship with Sandwich Baron.
No, wat ek net trying to say is dat jy wil a sandwich koop van Baron. Ek sal beter voel.
But thank you, Duncan, for that intro, because there's really something amiss with me. But I thought it was just too late to cancel the show and play a replay. And then I thought it actually would be funny to do a show like this.
You do kind of sound erotic.
I know. Yeah. But I mean, I don't feel well. I've got a headache and so forth. So, but I'm going to try and make it funny.
Should be easy.
Hello, people. Welcome to the show. The show is brought to you by Afbop.
So you woke up.
Sorry.
So did you wake up feeling like this, Casper?
No, I've got this illness now for 3 days. I thought it would be cured.
Really?
I've got a spray here to kill the germs whenever I use.
No, oh, fuck! Spray it in my way.
So every time I hoose, I'll spray this. But I've learned that I won't hoose if I laugh from my tits up, not from the stomach. So I will have to sound like this.
That's boring.
That is my laugh.
That's boring.
I know. No, but if I go, ha ha ha, I will go. Anyway, so can you believe it? This fucking cold. Who else has got a cold? Please write to us. We want to know. So I will have this pathetic little voice because it comes out like this. Okay. So, morning, Hannes.
Goeiemôre.
Are you well, my friend?
I think I'm slightly better than you health-wise, but I don't look as good as you, Casper.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you liar, Hannes.
He's talking about my jersey, my jacket, my thing, my ethnic sling. I've got a beautiful ethnic sling. And then Bernard, good morning.
Hello. Hannes. Well, we'll be from Kak.
Yeah, yeah. Nee, dankie Bernard dat jy die buis gaan koop. Safeguard.
Dis 'n proper buis daai,
hoor. Ons gaan hom spuit. Ons gaan nie siek wees nie.
Ons het Rolf op die WeChat en hy sê: "Here Cassie, word gou beter."
O.
Hy klink soos Darth Vader.
Look, I'm your father. See, I've got a nice voice now for this kind of stuff. Are you tired of life? Do you want to die of lung cancer? Well, light a camel. I am your camel man. Camel, the only one.
For your toe.
For your toe. I wanted to ask you something, Duncan. Now I must get the title. Connie Ferguson is in this thing.
Generations?
No.
The Queen?
No, another one now called...
Earth, Wind and Fire.
Something.
The Wild?
No.
Yeah, I think I'm Connie Britton.
Yeah, Connie Ferguson.
She's a local actor.
She's a local actor. Ah. Anyway, I just see on my Twitter feed that people are commenting on this show, and I wanted to ask you if you know it and what that show is about. But
look, I did see something about Connie Ferguson. Do you like Connie Ferguson?
I worked with her, so I like her.
Yeah, she is a wonderful lady. Yeah. I also did see some things on Twitter, and I think the show was called The Queen. Yeah. But I didn't really follow up on it because I don't really have a TV.
Really?
But I'll tell you.
Let's put an end to that, Duncan.
Let's talk about Boer Soekevrou. That's way better than anything Connie Ferguson is doing.
No, let's talk about Boer Soekevrou wys haar poes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. What happened there? What happened
there? Shame, Margaret van Wyk.
Yeah.
Did you see this, Duncan? The whole of Swazi Reineke is going crazy because Margaret van Wyk posted a picture of a gnoof on the hockey hours on the WhatsApp group for the hockey, a school hockey team.
Yeah.
And I mean, you don't put your gnoof on WhatsApp. I mean, but she just like, not cricket.
She looked like a newbie. Did you see? She was so clean shaven and stuff. Did you see
it? She did it for her husband.
Yeah.
But who is she? Is
so
she
that's
like
actually the positive is advice that her and her husband hulle het waarskynlik 'n gesonde
absolutely.
Dit het alles verkeerd gegaan dat dit toe nou na die verkeerde groepie toe gegaan het en haar verleentheid word toe nou verdriedubbel toe die hele Twitter en Facebook nou ook. Dit was nou die kersie op die koek, jy weet.
So ek kan dink wat ek kom van 'n klein dorpie af nê en sy's of kom trek.
Ja, daar kan
is she big in the Afrikaans community?
Now she's
what did she do previously?
She was just a normal hockey mom.
And she sent this to the kiddies group, or the mom's group.
I think it was the parents group.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
And it's gone ballistic. My friend Griffin from the website Wat Kyk Jy was banned from Facebook for a day because he distributed the pictures.
The edited one or the not?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
He was banned.
Yeah.
How do you recover from something like this, man?
Well, you'll be okay, but Margaret, I don't know.
Yeah, how is Margaret going to recover?
Yeah. Is there a thing called Rockville?
Rockville with Trevor Gumby and other.
But Connie tweets about that.
Oh, okay.
So that is, when is that on?
Rockville is probably weekdays. At like 7:30 or something.
Charlene had a part gehad in Rockville.
Charlize Theron.
No man. Mm. Charlene.
Richards, yeah.
I want to ask you, why did...
I don't know, dude. Are you just asking me this because I'm black? I don't know.
I'm not asking you because you're black.
I don't know. I don't watch.
Go get me some water. That I ask because you're black. No. No, I'm joking. Wait, it's coming. It's coming. Yes. Okay. So apparently, I don't know if this is the truth, but I have it from authority that it is. That husband, Chris, sy naam, né?
Yeah.
Chris, it's Chris Algeray. It's now become a meme on internet.
Mm.
He apparently sent an audio note on the WhatsApp. To the WhatsApp group.
To the hockey group.
And This is what he sent them.
Choo.
So let's have a listen.
Gesels gou met mekaar baie mooi. As ek nog en die Here hoor vir my nog een fucking boodskap kry van 'n himpelse fucking tinner wat iets gesê het oor my fucking vrou, dan breek ek al wat 'n fucking foon is van al wat 'n fucking tinner is. Die Here hoor my. Ek is so gatvol nou vir julle bliksems. Kyk elke fucking hond het sy dag. En ek sê jou nou, julle donkie sê julle fucking dag kry. Ek sê julle bliksems kom ry, man. Los my en my vrou uit.
Shame, eh?
Ek hoop hy het op speakerphone gehad, dat hy nie gevoice note en bestuur het nie.
Was hy ook in die kak.
Was that for real, Casper? Or did you record that? Was that
no, no, I know. Can you hear my voice? No, someone sent it to me and said that was the WhatsApp the guy sent to the group.
I just want to find out, sorry, Casper, quickly. Who was that one person who took the screenshot of the actual picture going inside the group and distributed it? Someone in that group who could have...
No, the wife. She was... You know, sometimes you send the wrong WhatsApp.
No, message. I know she sent the picture to the group. But no, who
she from, wanted to send it to her husband. Yeah,
who from the group? Who was in that group that took a screenshot of her sending that to the group?
Oh, no, that person is anonymous.
And sent that out.
No, she said. She said, I sent it to the wrong group.
I don't think Casper understands what I'm saying.
Wie het a screenshot van die chat gevat?
En het toe op Twitter gesit, want... En dis toe, hoe dit moest nou explode, is toe dit op Twitter en Facebook opgehaal.
Sê kaal man.
Ah.
Sê kaal man, wat weet ons? Ek dink een van die hokkie ouers het seker screen grab gevat.
Maar wat vir my nou, soos alles wat hierdie week in die politics en ons het mayoral elections en Herman Mashaba word die nuwe mayor van Johannesburg in 15 minutes, everybody forgot about that. It was just Margaret.
Yo, we should get her in here.
Yeah.
She looks like...
Weis jy, poes is koning.
Yo.
Oh, we've got Cindy Mando says, well, if Casper's sickness doesn't kill everyone in the studio today, that bloody spray will.
The spray will.
No. At least the new
thinking of us.
I think what she's trying to say is that you must now spark because I can't. I'm ill. So you people must spark.
Yeah.
Because I can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
I brought you all masks. You can put on your mask because then you can't talk. Put on your mask and try talk. If it sounds cocky, take it off again.
This is white privilege. How are you planning on getting better, Casper? This is terrible. Because I know when I'm sick, the only way to get better for me is to... Just lie down.
I thought I was going to be all right this morning. If I knew I wasn't, I would have cancelled, but I wasn't. So put on your masks and let's go for it, okay? I just want to see what I wanted to talk about.
Herman Mashaba?
We can talk about Herman. My first note was, tell them you're sick. I think I've done that now.
Yes.
Look, Hannes, het jy al hierdie mask reeds gedra, want jy het hem vinnig aan.
Don't eat the mask, Betty. Just...
I'm trying to...
Jy lyk soos... Hy het vir die oomblik gelyk soos Arabierse Arabian Nights belly dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck.
Yeah.
Die mask...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
I could sound like that.
2, 1, 0.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, people, I'm going to play you something now. You must listen to this. It's a beautiful song. I said, I think it was last week, I told you about the fact that Benny Anderson Orchestra has got a new CD out again.
Mm.
And since then, I was like, what is ale in English?
Ale.
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 It is ale.
It's an A-L.
It's an A. And Coors. Ale and Coors.
Yeah.
Kan jy onthou?
Ek probeer nou dink.
Ek dink is al.
So I was in a fever, like a koors fever, and I listened to the Benny Anderson songs. So here is one. Now, it might not work now for you to listen to it, but remember that podcast, and remember one day if you're ill or melancholy, because this brought such melancholy to me, this song. But you have to listen it more than once. So I'm putting it out here. I'm putting it on record. Whenever you will see, by the fourth time you start crying with a song, it is stupendously beautiful. It is a song where you sit and you long for someone and, you know, that kind of thing. So here it is. Oh. How in the name of fuck could that be that?
Melkini, yeah.
Oh, here it is. Okay, so it's on record for you people. One day you go to about 18 minutes into this podcast and you can listen to this.
The Tugendbild von mir wie der Vertonets Fot. Jag äter glass och fina som en idiot. En annan tog du när jag kramar om vår hund. Och en i hellre vid entrén till Gröna Lund. Ett liv i koncentrat men utan epilog. Raderad från min hårddisk är den kvinna fotografen såg. Vad finner den som bläddrar i ditt bildarkiv? Summa summarum, hur var det ur ditt perspektiv? Summa summarum, hur var vårt liv? Jag var ensam om min lycka vet jag nu. Jag såg ett liv ihop med dig, men vad såg du? Det kändes instängt kanske och du slet dig loss. Nu får jag aldrig veta hur du såg på oss. Och kanske är det bättre att jag inte vet. Den kan bli allt för svår att bära, fotografens hemlighet. Vad finner den som bläddrar i ditt bildarkiv? Summa summarum, hur var det i ditt perspektiv?
Oh, So when you listen to this again and again, by the third time you will commit suicide. It's so beautiful.
Absolutely.
Stunning song.
Kind of sounds like Enya, but to the Afrikaans version of it.
No, it's ABBA. Not. It's a Sweden.
Isn't that Afrikaans?
ABBA.
Oh, but beautiful song does sound like Enya a bit.
Yeah, this specific one, yeah, it's got that Enya feel. Mm. But Duncan, I saw on Facebook this week, you on an aeroplane with the wing next to you, to your, in the air. You were in the air.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I was en route to Durban. I had a DJ gig.
What?
So, yeah, I was flown into Durban, had accommodation
That's
booked.
Fantastic.
And stuff.
Do you do DJ?
Do I do DJ?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know then.
Yeah, no, I do. No, the previous week I was in Stain City.
Also DJing.
DJing for Tumisha Masha's 40th birthday. But look,
you,
yeah, ek,
I didn't know you did that.
Ja, meneer, ek is 'n man van baie talente.
Yes, ons gaan een van die dae gaan jy fucking DJ hierso.
Ja.
Want ek wil sien. Oh, that's wonderful. So they flew you to Durban.
Yeah, I got a taste of what life could really be. How awesome just being booked, just being above the skies for the first time in my life.
Is that your first flight?
I'm black, yo. Yeah, that's true. We weren't privileged previously, but finally. You know, I've seen like a 911 movies on aeroplanes crashing.
Disasters, yeah.
9/11.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I've seen, so thinking about, naturally one would be scared and you think, and my flight was booked by my Indian friend.
Mm.
So I'm in the plane sitting in front. And then all I'm seeing is Muslims just going in the plane because it was a flight to Durban.
I mean, oh, Allah.
But you must think about it, man. I was the adrenaline was kicked in. I was nervous, scared. But then the flight.
How did it feel? Where did it feel when you were taxiing and then you started with a departure?
Yeah, look, I've never been in a vehicle that traveled so fast.
So what did you think?
I was thinking, yeah, it's really happening. I had to pinch myself and stuff.
Because when you're up in the air, it's over. You can't do anything about it.
Yeah, I realize. So off, we're about to take off. It's going. Then lift off. And then I got this little feeling in my tummy, like I'm on some kind of roller coaster.
Yeah.
And then next minute, we're in the air.
Fantastic.
I look outside, see the clouds. I look outside, I see more clouds. I keep on looking outside. I'm seeing nothing but clouds.
But you know what? That's where the clouds come from. It's from the sky.
Yeah, but it just all really looks so mystical just looking at them.
Yeah.
Earth looked like a whole new other world post-apocalypse. It's so cloudy.
Yeah. But that is why they say when the space people go up, they can't believe there's so much fighting on that little thing they can see far away, which is called the Earth.
The plain blue dot.
Yeah, but already when you're in the air on an aeroplane, you think the same thing. Oh, there they all go, little ants.
Yeah, everyone just seemed so insignificant.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's just all these wars and hate on Earth just makes no sense. So I just wish everyone just can get the opportunity of just being high in the sky and being with the Most High.
But did you guys see the Gavin Prince-style selfie he took of himself in the airplane?
Gavin Prince?
No, Duncan.
Oh, yeah?
The Gavin Prince. You know, Gavin, neem authorized selfies that I
pose.
Beter met iemand te praat, maar hy neem dit self.
Yeah.
But he kant af.
He looks like he's meditating.
Yeah, look.
He's meditating.
It does give you that kind of feeling, you know what I'm saying? It gives you that kind of feeling because you just want to look outside and see the beautiful
photo
sky.
Makes it look like it's your jet you're flying in.
It does,
might as well have been. But, you know, when a young black boy like me tells their parents a story like this, you know, my parents just raised me. They didn't think that I would be able to experience all these things that they never got the chance to experience. So for them, when I tell them these kind of stories, it moves them.
Mm.
And I was just so sad to hear that they've never actually been on an aeroplane themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I could just send them on an aeroplane, but to the airport and back. So just for the experience of the aeroplane, not booking them into a hotel, because it's better than being in a hotel, really. Mm.
Yeah, you can do that. You can just fly them and on the next flight
they come back.
They come back. So they have to leave the airplane because they got to clean it, and then they just go back up again.
Yeah, but I think the most embarrassing moment for me was when I had to check in my luggage, because I don't really travel much, so I don't have like a nice traveling bag.
Oh Jesus. Did you go with a rubbish bag? Huh?
I might as well should have.
Yeah.
No, but so someone did lend me their bag, but their bag was like so raggedy. It was full of paint and stuff.
Oh my!
And you
goodness.
Know when you check in your bag, they take it. Then when you land, it's gonna come out of the conveyor belt. So now everyone's waiting, waiting and looking for their bag and stuff. And you, that guy that's gonna pick up that.
So they all wondered whose bag is that. Oh,
that keeps making a turn, and it's like Duncan is standing like, it's not
it
my
made
bag.
Made a turn three times.
Duncan is like whistling, looking. Oh my god!
Waiting for everybody to collect theirs first. So
that's true. So after that, I was like, you know what? I need to buy a proper traveler's bag because I may be doing a lot of traveling going forward in the future. Who knows?
Yeah, you must do it.
Absolutely. Fuck,
once you're hooked, then.
Then we landed. Durban is such a short flight, man.
It's a bias short
flight. But I can't imagine just flying to America. That's probably like 4 days in an airplane.
No, it's between 12 and 13 hours.
Oh, not too bad.
It's not too bad. No, because then the airplanes are bigger.
Oh, yeah?
You got much more entertainment on it. You know, they keep you busy, which is nice. And then at night, they sort of switch off the oxygen a little bit more than usual, so everyone is asleep.
Oh yeah,
everyone goes, please can I have another coffee?
But when I was on the airplane, I see the captain, we're about to lift off.
Yeah,
switch off all cell phones.
Yeah,
do this. But this one lady behind me doesn't want to switch off her cell phone.
Exactly. She's, they're always one of them
taking it's my first time on a flight, taking pictures, she's calling people. I'm so nervous. I'm like, lady. Well, I didn't say lady, don't do that. I just remained calm,
please.
And started praying. I'm like, dear Lord, let her battery flat now or just something. You know what I mean? Then eventually she turned off her cell phone. It's cool. Then now the captain is like, guys, we're about to lift off. The air hostess will just show you in case of emergency what you should do. Then they show us how do you put on that gas pump thing. But my only problem is you can't really hear the captain through the speakers because the airplane is so loud and the captain's trying to speak.
And all those captains, they've always got the same stuff. It's always like,
yes, pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, they're like really talking right into the...
beautiful day in Durban. It's been to London and about...
And before I left, everyone told me Durban is so hot, bloody, bloody, blah. So when I just packed two shirts in my shitty bag that I had. So it was the shirt I was wearing and the one shirt I was going to wear when I'm DJing. But I didn't think about what I'm going to wear after the gig and coming back.
Yeah, but so you learn.
Yeah.
Now you'll know. Next time you go with three bags.
I'm so experienced now.
What does Adrian say there?
Adrian had the lang boodskap ge... send and he's saying, I hear a kasi, my ding, he klink doos lek sick, sick. Je moet maar na die show terug fok bed toe.
Ek gaan.
Die magaret van syk dosis is nogal verkoop.
Die fok wat?
Want dit is net doos oral waar jy kyk.
Wat?
Die para het a hele para kilometer oop. As ek so na die lippe kyk, maar ek is nou nie doos experts.
Oh, that's that we talked about the lady, yeah.
Sorry. Maar op 'n ligte noot,
yes.
Wil net vir my goeie vriend Roshi Kilan sê baie geluk met sy cover op die Men's Health. Jy lyk super hot. Hey. So long, man.
It's long, eh?
Fuck. Hey, is net van hier. Hey, is net van hier in PE. En kasi jylle moet om maar interview en underdate. Want hey. Want hey, is ook by die agent boss models. Word gou. Gesond, my ding. Lekker dagie. Lovies, Adrian van PE.
Shame.
Cindy Mando, Duncan, do you honestly think that if our phones could interfere with the plane that they would let us bring them on the airplane with us? Never. They just want them off for peace and quiet.
It's true.
Oh, thanks. I realized.
She sat behind you on that plane.
You know who sat behind me? I walk in when my trip back to Johannesburg, I walk into the airplane And then I'm trying to put my bag in the back compartment. And then this older, much white lady behind me says, there's a bag there. And obviously I can see there's a bag, but there's two places for bags.
Yeah.
So I open it, and then I put my own bag there, and then I just sit down. Then throughout the whole flight, I just felt her eyes looking at me.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole flight. And then once we landed in Joburg, I get my luggage, and she's like, Asiplief, can you get my luggage to my bag is my back is sore.
The cow.
You know what I'm saying? And being the gentleman that I was, I took my bag, I took her bag, and then I hit her in the face with it. No, I didn't.
No, I just wanted to see.
Yeah, then I just gave her a bag peacefully.
I thought this music would be appropriate because it's La Traviata, an opera where the heroine dies of coughing.
Oh, okay.
So can I just cough on this?
Maria!
Maria!
Help.
Do you know what's the most terrible thing that happened? I land in Durban, in Johannesburg.
Jesus.
My phone's flat. Someone's booked an Uber for me that needs to come fetch me.
They
can't get a hold of me. I try to use the telephone, public telephones in the airport, but they don't take coins. When I throw in my coin, it doesn't give my coin back.
Imagine if you were still stuck on Johannesburg International Airport.
Dude, I can't imagine.
When you have to live there like Tom Hanks in that movie.
Which movie?
I couldn't remember the name.
Terminal. Okay, well, I've forgotten to do one thing. You know what? Can you guess what it is? This.
It's the gas machine, the gas machine, the gasparation. It's the gas machine, the gas machine, the gasparation.
I forgot about the tune.
How could you?
How could she? Well, we've got a special, extra special, Boys of the Central today. So, I must just get... Wait, it's here. There you go. I'm going to play that. And we're going to have our models. We've got four models. Please, Bernard, please. Pictures of every corner and angle. We really would appreciate that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Here comes the boys and girls. The boys of the Central.
So today we got the professionals in. We only got men today, and next time we'll only have women. But if I say professionals, I mean these are the real deals. And I'm first going to speak to Tummy. Not Tummy like in a mahi.
Like a big bop.
Tummy. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Lekker man. Nice to meet you.
Yep.
So you are all with Boss?
Yeah, we all with Boss.
And and what do you do?
I'm a model, Boss Models, and I also own a business.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also do some music as well.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So the modeling you're not going to do forever, I suppose. It's just, it's now...
Well.
Yeah, well, now you're young, good-looking, so why not, hey?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, as time goes by, you're going to try to do something else. Because most of us, yeah, we're still at school. We're doing something different in our own parts. So, yeah.
Duncan?
Hannes?
Bernard?
Kasper?
So, Tommy, thank you. Thank you, people, for cooperating. Being a model, that means you got to do what? Ramp? Photos? editorials, all those things? Or what do you specialize in?
Oh, okay. Me, I actually do everything. Because I've done ramp, I've done photos, your print.
Yeah.
We call it print. And I've done adverts.
Catalog.
You know? So, yeah, I've done a lot. I've done a lot. Now the only thing is just venturing into acting. That's the only pathway I think it's
good,
very, very possible.
Good
for us,
thought.
Yeah.
Good thought. Definitely. That is great. Some series you must get into, hey?
Yes.
So
Rockville.
Rockville. I just spoke about Duncan to Rockville. I can't speak. I'm ill.
Yeah.
I've just spoken about Rockville to Duncan. I mean, just hang on, people. Let me just do this again. It's not that bad, Duncan. Okay, so when did you join Boss Models, and how did they scout you?
Oh, actually, I did SA Fashion Week first before I signed with Boss, so it was easier for me to actually sign with them. And what I did was I actually called them. I was scared as hell to call them, but I decided to call them.
Mm.
My booker then it was still Debs. We call it Debs, Deborah Bernard. Yeah, she was the one who actually signed me at Boss, but now she left us. Yeah, we left with Lara and Tyrone TD.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but Lara is great. She is. Yeah. She's got stock taking or something today. I promise you.
She's
end
hot.
Of the month. I've been flirting with her.
Really?
On air. Shamelessly.
Wow.
She's married, Duncan.
Of course she is.
And if she was available, she's mine first.
I doubt she's going to post anything on the hockey group.
I wish she could. Fuck her.
I want to join hockey now, man. Maybe I'll join a group.
Well, because we're so full here, I've got to rotate you. Now I want to speak to Cello. Hello, Cello.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Lekker, man.
Great.
And what kind of modeling do you do mainly?
I've done a lot of runway. So, I mean, I kind of fall into a lot of categories in terms of I got a bit of height, so I can do runway. I can do... I kind of think I have a bit of character, so I can do a bit of commercials too.
No, you've got character. You do.
Yeah.
Why are we having this conversation? It's because we want people to enter Boys and Girls Club Central.
Yeah.
So they can hear from the horse's mouth that it's, you know, it's a nice job and so forth. So what would you say to someone that who wants to enter that they mustn't, because you mustn't be this or this? Let's first go negative. What is a no-no to be a model?
I mean, I've been doing this for about 4 years now, and I think I'm going to do it for the next coming 5 years.
Yes, but I mean, what do we say to people who wants to be a model, but they're not able to? Because what I hear from Lara is there's a lot of entries who are shit.
You were shit once, or were you always good?
The jeans he's got, sorry for interrupting, he's tall, strongly built.
Dark and handsome.
Yeah, look, me, here I go.
Short, round, and white.
Short, speedo shoot.
Yeah. I mean, going back to your guys' question, first thing first, there's like a certain requirements you need. You need to be at a certain height, and every season looks are different. So if you want to be a model and they said no once, it doesn't mean you can't do it. Because at the certain time, maybe the look is not right. Maybe you can try in like 2 years' time, maybe. Mm-hmm. The first time I tried, they said no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which season did you try?
This was about 5-6 years ago. Because I've always been like very media influenced and I've been into it. So I've been wanting to get into it. So the first time I started, they said no. And
what was the reason?
I don't know.
Maybe you were too nervous.
Maybe I was too nervous, or maybe I didn't have the right pictures, or maybe this and that. So there's always a reason.
But God's timing is the perfect
timing. God's
timing
is the perfect timing. So, yeah, you need to, I would say, you need to be patient and try until you get it. Try until you get it. That's the only
believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Yeah.
If you think you can do it, then just continue until you get it right.
There we go.
Because that's now inscribe.
Yeah, you do. You enter.
Who I can't do.
You enter.
I think you could make a great model.
Do you have to change hairstyles and stuff or not really?
It depends. You know, it depends because, I mean, at the end of the day, you're a brand and you want people to know your brand. You want to have a certain look. I don't mind changing my hair anytime, but the certain people always keep their hair like that. It's always been like that. I mean, if it works for you, if it's broken, don't fix it. Yeah. You know, it's just one of those.
Okay, that was great. Now I want to speak to Armando. Have I got the name right?
Is today's Boys and Girls of Cliff Central the black edition, Casper?
No, it's the professional edition.
Oh, is this the professional?
These are professionals.
The black excellence. Black excellence.
Yeah, well, I don't see color, Duncan.
Neither do I.
So, would you tell me he is not Caucasian?
No, he's not
Caucasian. Well, that's a first.
Yeah. Sorry, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, guys. Nice to see you.
Hey.
Hello.
Are you the tallest of them all?
Well, I wouldn't put a comment on that. I guess we all tall. Actually, coming in, there's a lady who actually asked if we all basketball players. So I believe we tall. So I cannot say I'm the tallest.
Excellent.
Is it true what they say about tall people? They take a very long time to digest food.
Come on, man. Hi, Dom.
I apologize on behalf of the
Nah, not taking.
So the way you look is the way you look. So when you pose for cameras, do you have a certain thing that you put in place, your eyes, your nose, your smile, whatever, to have that look they want? Or do you just stare normally at the camera? Because when you're pretty, you can just stare at the camera. I mean, sometimes they do like a or the eyes squinting a bit. how was that easy for you, or did you feel self-conscious?
Well, in the beginning, it's always a problem because you got to keep up with what they tell you to do. Mm. You know, you give something that you think is the best and they tell you this is not what we're looking for. So you always have to make a way in whereby you make them feel comfortable. And probably you're not even happy with what you're doing in that moment because they tell you to stand in a certain way whereby you feel like it's painful. But because you want to make a client happy, you stood by that position. So like I said, in the beginning, it's always hard. But it came natural. The look, everything, it came natural.
If I look natural for a camera, I look funny. But is there a thing that where you stand, how you look, how you bend your neck, have you got that formula down?
Well, we do. These are like requirements when it comes to the modeling industry. You got to have a certain way of posing in a different structure.
And then when you look at yourself back, can you criticize and say, okay, that's good. No, I should do that.
Well, when
more.
I look at back, I kind of feel like I've improved a lot in my journey. I've improved a lot because back then I still feel like I was in a wannabe. Mm. So I try to fit in other people's shoes, but now I feel comfortable standing on my own and I make it good.
And is it viable in South Africa to be just a model, or do you have to do other work as well? I'm going to sneeze. Wait.
Your phone weer nog.
He bell my nose.
Is the sandwich baron weer?
Kan nie praat nie, ek is besig met 'n fucking radio show.
Wie is daai? Ek bel jou elke dag, elke Vrydag met die tyd.
Ek weet nie wat dit is nie. I think it's Edgar's who want the money. Well, that's very interesting. Let me ask the last question I have for Dave.
Mm.
So Dave, you can come up. Also very tall. Yo.
I think he's the tallest.
Ah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think we should take a picture with me and them, and I'll just stand in the middle, and it will already be funny. Dave, I wanted to ask you something.
Yes.
And I've just forgotten because I'm ill.
Let me jump in.
Don't worry about it. Sorry. Hope you get better soon.
Thank you.
But I've been looking. You guys are all, like, really buff. and well built. So is that a lot of gym and a diet and everything that you have to kind of stick to? And
you know,
Duncan needs to lose a bit of weight.
I know, dude. I will admit, I'm in the worst shape ever.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think, you know, I always believe in, you know, to each his own. You find out a recipe that works for you. Mm. Whether and what a lot of people don't realize is how versatile the modeling industry is. You know, you could choose to be somebody who solely focuses on the runway, and then you choose to be, you know, like a size 30 or size 28, and that's your thing. And but I think for a lot of us, you know, we still want to be represented as the man's man, you know, and so we choose to remain a certain size, you know, so we're looking at maybe a waist of a 33 or 34, you know.
Yeah, it's very harsh. Big
bodies. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of advantages, but there's also a lot of discipline.
Oh yeah, there is. You just need to find out, first of all, what you want to really achieve, understand your brand, and then figure out the steps that you need to take in order for you to achieve those. And if it means you being a lot slimmer than us, or being maybe a little bigger than us, or whatever, then do what you got to do.
Mm. Is it okay for someone who to just want to become a superstar model just so they can bang hot girls and live there? Is it okay? Can
is
I do
okay?
that?
Okay. Well, you know, everybody has their reasons for getting whatever industry they get into.
You trying to feed your family, of course.
You know,
aren't you?
Well, of course. I mean, I'm spending all my time on it, so I better be able to feed my family.
Yeah.
You know, but it's I got in it because, you know, I always believe that for you to get into something, first you have to make sure that you got what it takes, both mentally and physically. You know, you just have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't just look at other people and just think that you can do it too because they're doing it. You have to be real because then it could, you know, stab you in the back, like in the long run, you know, and it could hurt you emotionally because it's a very tough industry to be in as well.
I can
imagine.
You
have to be able to take rejection like it's nothing and just move on immediately.
So you guys know one another because you meet at boss parties. So is that you're like a family? You know all of them or not?
Oh yeah. Purely because we've all gotten the chance to work together. And what's great about modeling is that, you know, when you meet up at like on set or fashion shows or fashion weeks, you know, it's all a great vibe backstage. You know, we all just like, no matter how serious you are outside, as soon as we're backstage, we all just kind of become little young boys. You know, we just talk about stupid things and just let ourselves go because we don't want to take ourselves that seriously. You know, it is a fun industry to be in, you know, because you'd get the chance to meet a diverse amount of people. For example, CeeLo and Tammy over here are South African, whereas me and Armando, we're from the Congo. And you meet people, you know, and so you meet people from all over Africa and all over the world, and it really opens up your mind and broadens it up to what the rest of the world has to offer, that it doesn't just end here, and that there is a bigger thing to just this.
CeeLo, is he South African?
Yes, he is.
Okay, and you are from?
I'm from the Congo, Kinshasa, the DRC.
You fucking, but it's xenophobia. Should they be here?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, they try to touch us. We're gonna rise up, eh? That's what they have.
We should all Congo just get power. Along. But
you know, I just realized that potentially, you know, modeling can lead to world peace.
Absolutely. And talking about that, I know Men's Health is doing a collaboration between countries, Congo and Angola, coming together, male models.
Yeah.
So their next cover, they want a Congolese guy to kiss a Zimbabwean on the front cover.
A guy.
They're promoting
homophobia.
it's a stance against homophobia and just uniting African countries. Would you be willing to kiss another man on a front cover?
No, I would not.
Why?
Because, you know, as much as I'm willing to do what it takes for me to be the best at what I do, I still have a lot of values that I was raised up with.
What values are these?
I'm not homophobic, of course. Being in this industry, you cannot be, you know? But I can. But personally, I cannot kiss another man, and that's just me, and I will stand by it.
Can he touch your belly button, though?
Well, Okay, for sure.
Let's put a price tag into this.
Price tag, nothing.
Something, you know, there are some other models that say,
that's true.
We want to take your bum. Your bums up. You understand? So you're going to be standing there and they take pictures of you because of the money that you're getting. Yeah. You're going to do that thing because you want to feed your family.
You would kiss a guy. So you would kiss a guy?
Just put a price tag. I'm going to kiss a guy. Yes, I'm kissing.
You would kiss a guy. Okay.
Wow.
No, it's not personal. It's my job.
No, sure.
Hello.
But then get it back to what I said. Like I said, to each his own. You know what I'm saying? To each his own.
But it's not going to work if you have a Vogue in Zimbabwe with two guys kissing.
I don't really think it'll sell well for your brand.
It won't sell.
But each to their own, like you said.
Yeah, but really to each his own. Yeah.
So as you sit here, do you know that what you're going to do for the rest of the year? Is there something you look forward to? Or how quickly do you hear where you have to be?
I'm now at a point where I'm starting to decide what I'm going to do, because I just realized at some point you have to take control of your own life and career. You know, you can't just sit back and just let your agency, you know, call you or whatnot.
Whenever
you
got
to start making moves as you should with any other business.
Of course.
And you have to take it that seriously, that it is a business, in terms of, do you need a manager? Do you need a PR team? Need that. If you take it that seriously, that'll set you apart from the rest. So there's a lot of things that I decided to come back here for, Johannesburg that is, and I'm working on a lot of stuff that will all blow up next year, so I'm really excited about that.
Anyone can answer me about this question. That is, being a model, it's nice to have people like you at parties or openings, or have you ever been asked to for an amount of money to just be at a party?
Yeah, I think we all have, yeah. Yeah,
it's nice, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna stand around and look pretty, and that's it.
I mean, you know, I remember you asking Silo, you know, about the negative, you know, sort of things with modeling, but the positive side of it are such perks, like, you know, being able to party.
It is fantastic.
You know, I mean, you really party like
brand, though.
Yeah. Brand. Yeah, you know, and brands want to be associated with that. You know, I don't know if they have something to say as well.
I could hear a voice.
Yeah.
I heard a noise.
Speak, models, speak.
They're busy being models. So yeah, I think it does, because I think Dave, you've been in Cape Town where like models are in clubs and they provide such packs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a different market as well.
It's quite an interesting thing to do, actually, because there's lots of fun more than the setbacks. Because the setbacks can only be that rejection, but the fun pegs of it are very, very awesome.
Yeah, it is fun.
I mean, your big thing is to do gym or exercising and look after your body.
Yeah.
And the rest is actually fantastic work.
You know, but the funny thing is, which I tell a lot of people, is the things that we need to spend most of our time focusing on are the things that a lot of other people, you know, take for granted or just, you know, don't have to worry so much about. You know, you can wake up and spend 2 weeks without working out, and it's fine. It's not going to affect your job. It's not going to affect anything. Yeah. You know, you can decide to be eating whatever you want and have acne on your face like it's crazy. It will not affect your career in any way.
Yeah. Mm.
But then if you reach a point where you are forced to, it does start to feel like work, you know, because a lot of times you want to be as relaxed about what you eat and about or whatever, just like everyone else. But if you want this, you know, then that's the struggle, just like every other industry, that you need to put in for you to make it.
Are you also into acting, or?
That's definitely a route that a lot of models tend to go to, which is very smart.
Because it is part of successful film actors, TV actors, is to look good.
Just being a model as well, you're already forced to act, you know, because the diverse amount of magazines that there are, as well as commercials, you are asked to act in a certain way. You know, either they want you to be completely fierce, or they want a happy, bubbly Mr. Price there, you know, you have the Chewers man type serious face, or the Malcolm. You know, already then you learn the process to get into a different character. But now being in front of a recording camera now, of course, takes a lot more training.
But you have won half the race already.
Yeah,
you know. So I would absolutely go for auditions for that.
Yeah,
because you never know.
Yeah,
you know, because the directors sometimes they would just tell you to stand, look there, say your words, and you will get used to that, because that is part of a certain kind of television shows or movies, is where you. You can actually get away with it without being Robert De Niro or whatever.
True, yeah.
And then as time progresses, you learn the tricks.
Yeah, so the experience helps.
When you're old and ugly, you can act very well.
No, I hope I can act very well.
There's a point you just want to point out. Because, like, you know, sometimes modeling being that fun, there's also a business part of it, and it's very, very important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because like other people see us maybe on your Instagram or social media, they just see this model who's just being with these celebrities everywhere, enjoying those parties, being in those parties, you know what I mean? And there's this an interview that we had with Armando. He said something very profound about being a model. I don't know. Please, boy, can you please?
Just freshen me up. Well, to say a few, being a model actually doesn't come cheap. First of all, like my friend Dave just said it out loud here, putting up with a lot of workout and stuff like that to keep up on the same level of everybody, it's already hectic. Mm. And like there's a question that you asked about previously. You ask if being a model, can you only survive from being a model, or do you have to do other work?
Yes, and then I began to sneeze.
Yeah. So I'll say in terms of finances, you cannot only survive in being a model. You know, you cannot. I'll really be honest in that. You cannot only survive in being a model. I don't know if any agency will contract with that, but it's kind of like we many models in the industry nowadays, and we got so many agencies on the line. Everybody wanna get a job. Everybody wanna get a piece of bread. So if you really wanna keep up with the job, you gotta have like a creative mind whereby you can create something that you need to come up with, which can feed your family, allow you to take care of any other bills.
Yes.
So that's where we come up with the business idea of creating things such as I'm running this, I'm running that.
Like getting paid to go to a party.
Why not?
It sounds funny, but it actually makes sense.
But I think essentially as well, you know, it's that a lot of people, you know, underestimate how serious modeling is. That it's as serious as any other job, and we can look at any industry. Nobody becomes wealthy by having one form of income, regardless of what you do.
I was curious, like, do you guys do like kind of research? Like you were saying, the different kind of vibes, the different type of shops. Do you go into the shops and say, this is the campaigns they're running, so that's the vibe they're going for, the guys if they're using? Oh, and I know that photographer. And you kind of do research about who's doing what and what looks so hot.
Yeah, I mean, what happens is every city you go to, there's always it's a different market. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're going to go to a different city, you need to know what's the in look for that. Yeah, for that city, what clients are they? So basically, what you're gonna do is, for example, our markets. I'm African black boy. So if I go to Cape Town, I'll check what agencies have the black boy who's working, who's doing this.
Yeah.
So when I get there, I know exactly what to expect. You know. So it's just one of those things.
But you are not like soccer players. They don't buy you. No. Like ice models can't come and say I'll buy you.
You would love it to be like that. Woo!
You
would love it. Well,
because then you can run back to your own agency and say they want me.
There, you have a certain amount of money you can rely on.
Yes.
You know, at least I can play my life forward according to this amount of money. But with this,
it's illegal to poach models.
It doesn't come like that. You just get a contract whereby they call you every day. You go to this casting, you go to that casting, and of course, if you've made it into the industry, you get like certain clients actually call you directly. So like I'll say, you gotta work hard to reach that level whereby people need you. They don't just want you, they need you. Even when they got like 10 bold models on the run, they still need Armando, they still need Dave, they still need Cello. Because you made it to that point. And that don't come cheap.
Well, Tammy, of course. My brother, Tammy, of course.
You've been everywhere. I remember the other day I was walking in the mall. I looked around in the shop. I saw my friend. Well, I didn't really go all crazy. Say, this is my friend. But you got people actually looks at you. And when they see you, they send you a message straight.
Yeah.
I got many of those messages coming on my phone saying, I saw you. Even though those really don't change or affect your life, but it makes you feel something.
Of course.
And it's great to see your friends out and about as well. It really is cool.
Yeah.
Because I remember at some point, you know, like before we started modeling, you know, you would look at the campaign posters on stores and whatnot, think to yourself, where do you even meet these people? You know, and now you walk around and you literally know every single person you see, or you are the guy.
Yeah, you know.
And it's great to see your friends or your homeboys as well, you know, out there and doing those stuff. And it's like, oh, dude, I just saw your campaign here.
Another door opened up. Fantastic.
Yeah. You know.
So have you got any clout to try and get modeling jobs overseas, because I'm sure that'll pay more?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, I think every model should have their own vision and they should definitely know where they want to be, you know, and they'll determine how much hustle they're willing to put into it to how they get themselves
to the rest of Africa or to the rest of the world or just Johannesburg. You know, it all just depends on how big you want to go and how open-minded your mind is. If you have a, like, if you have a small vision, then all you would think is Joburg. Or you would think it's South Africa, and the next step after Joburg is just Cape Town. Mm. But then you have the rest of Africa, where the DRC, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week has just touched.
Okay. We'll have Lagos Shasta Fashion right Week. Now.
Yeah.
Sorry, you.
Huh? Lagos Fashion Week. Yeah. Nigeria.
Yeah. There's Nigeria who's who's making the big, and so you, and Morocco, and so you have all these big markets there that that you could easily tap into. But it all just depends on your vision as well as the people you choose to associate yourself with. You know, lucky for us, we all have similar visions, you know, when it's, you know, we motivate and support each other at all times. So yeah,
so okay, so Duncan Honest, Bernard, let's take them one by one and tell me what product you think they will fit perfectly to advertise, magazine advertising.
Okay. Hannes.
Okay. Each
should I just mention all four by himself?
Let's start with Dave.
Dave, sports apparel. You could do like Usain Bolt's like spandex.
Yeah.
Adidas.
Yeah. Okay, and now Armando.
He's the. You look like the kind of romance, like that's the nice.
Hey! Touching on the truth.
You're the fancy cognac, the Courvoisier,
Hennessy.
Yeah, the Hennessy.
Get that Hennessy out, boy.
Yeah.
Tammy.
I feel like I'm under pressure now. Like all of a sudden, I'm like a modern
agent. Yeah, if I don't chip in, I agree.
Yes, yes. Guy next door, you're the homeless guy.
That's Carl.
The homeless guy.
Home loans. Like you're the respectable banker I go to get my home loan
this
from.
Is commercial.
Not at all. I see.
Are you
in a club promoting something? He's like the party guy for all the
party guy.
Well,
banking.
Like F&B ad. He stands. Yeah. Are you homeless?
Hello F&B.
How can we help you?
Hope you're listening. Tammy is the name. Boss models.
Cello.
Cello. Let me. He's there.
You know what? I see him. Sorry that I interrupt because I'm now listening to you, but I'm also see if you agree with me. I see him in American football gear, sitting like
yes,
you know, with an energy drink.
With
we're casting.
No, but for sure.
But he's sitting in the football gear and kind of sweat dripping, and then and then he takes his energy drink and then he pours it. Like,
JNC ambassador.
Fantastic! It was so great to speak to you, and I hope we'll see you at the end of the year at our Casper Radio Show party with Boss Models.
Please, yeah, definitely.
Actually, right away, I just wanted to say something. It's Armando right here. And I'm actually working on my website, which will be www.armandongandu.com. And I would like to invite you guys, Cliff Central, the whole team. I'll be very, very happy to see you guys. So I'm having my lunch dinner party. It's going to be a very great party.
Is it on Facebook or?
Well, I'm still working on the date. I want to set the date and then I'll let you guys know. So this is just a glimpse on, I would really love to have you guys.
It's going to be fun.
Fun. Models are fun.
I agree. And together we are cooperating with Bodytech for this specific competition. I guess you all go to a gym, or do you know about Bodytech where they put all this cock
Yeah. Actually, one of our boys was actually a personal trainer there. Frisco Mamba.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, well, then you'll like this.
A week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to Bodytech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. Bodytech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. Bodytech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
We're going to do a song. I tell you, this song is really, it's basically, it's made me a lot of money. That's what it's basically done. No, apart from that, I wrote it while I was on a train. Oh, God. It really true. And I was... Now I've been happy lately, thinking about good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Now I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as well, and I believe it could be someday it's gonna come. South on the edge of dark, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling late, thinking about good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding loud, ride on the peace train. Come on, peace train. It's peace train, holy road. Everyone jump upon the peace train. Come on, peace train. Now get your bags together. Go! Bring your good friends too. Cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Now come and join the list. You know, it's not so far from you. It's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding loud.
Yes. The Peace Train. We're going to talk about this artist a little bit more later. But first we have an... Oh, wait a minute. I must put this on. Oh, wait. Why is it playing this shit?
I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in peace?
Yes, as ek nou gesukkel om hom stil te kry. Maar ons is reg. Wat ek vir julle wou gesê het, ons het ons
extra.
En nie net extra nie, maar ook
special
guest. Maar actually is hy nou al 'n mede-presenter eerder as enig iets anders. So ek sê welkom aan Yvonne. So kom ek speel jou ander sting. Waar is hy nou weer, dank? Daar is hy, kom ons luis.
Vra Yvonne!
Au! Ach, ek is siekerig vandag.
Ek sien so die foto's op Facebook. Weet allemaal wat die maskers dra.
Wacht, ek moet nou eers gauw.
Wat is dit?
Dit maak bakterie dood.
Oh, great, okay.
Ek is besorg oor julle. Ah, oh, Yvonne, jy het die fantastischste ding daar, een slapper, ja. Een leerslapper. Ja. Wat is dit?
Dit is een Canadian prison strap. En dit is in tot die jaar 1972 is het gebruik in Canadese tronke om mense judicial corporal punishment te gee. So dit is as die dere rechter gegee is, dat hulle in die prison die persoon moet slaan omdat hy een rapist is of omdat hy gesteel het of vir wat rede ook al. Maar dit is ook gebruik binne die tronke, as iemand binne die tronke violent gedrag geopenbaar het, jy weet, so as hy een mede prisoner aangeval het of so iets, dan het hy ook deur die tronk bewaarders is hy gestraf hiermee.
Wow, wel dit lyk soos een lang plak leer met gaatjies in,
ja.
En dat hy een lekker leer handvatsel,
ja.
En dat hy die plak wat lank is en lekker seer lyk.
Het vat my terug na wetenskap toe.
Ja!
Sê, kyk, Hannes het nou al sy nippels aan skurf geskeer en gedraai, maar Duncan, Bernard, wie van julle wil graag?
Duncan!
It's altijd in the forefront.
No, but look, Brad, this is the first time you've been here with Yvonne. Yeah. So I think you have to be caned.
Do something.
It's Canadian. It's an international Canadian.
I saw myself lift my heart.
Okay. Okay, maar kijk, oor die, as het oor die kere is, sal het in elk geval nie so seer wees nie. En dit hang af hoe hard ek slaan en ek sal die hard slaan nie.
Okay, maar so wat ons doen, is Bernard, as jy daar kan gaan buk by Yvonne se mic. En dan staan sy achter jou en sy bliksem jou.
Take it off. Take it off.
As jy, het jy al achtergekom of jy van pyn hou of nie?
Ek haat pyn.
You'll get a Krispy Kreme after this.
Okay, yeah. Now buy our mic. Buy our
with
mic.
With maple syrup, because it's Canadian.
This is some photos near me from. Bernard.
Nie hard. Ek sal nie hard.
Maar jy moet daar by die mic, dat ons kan hoor.
Nee, ek dink ek sal hoor.
Okay.
Ek gaan niks wys nie.
You don't bring underwear, bitch.
Is jy reg?
Ja, is reg.
Een.
Hoe was dit? It's fine.
Another one near the mic. Come on, guys. Okay. Just up next.
Yeah, you've been already. Okay, now you Duncan. Now you Duncan.
Duncan.
Don't hit me hard.
Okay.
it's all everybody ever says.
Please don't hit me hard.
Just bend over, Duncan, and take it. You anticipating that you make me
break. That was hot. I can actually feel the leather touch my pants and then my buttocks.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Like that. Donkey better.
Ah, dis 'n fantastiese plak. En ons het nou die plak gegee.
Ja.
En jy was nou die dag weer by die court waar jy vonnis uitgedeel het. Hoe dit gegaan?
Die Gauteng County Court, dit het baie goed gegaan en ons volgende die volgende sitting of the court sal die 15de Oktober wees.
En direk na die vonnisoplegging word die vonnis gegee ook.
Ja, ja.
Okay, so wat het die mense verkeerd gedoen?
Wel, hulle vul 'n vorm in voor die tyd wat deur die regter aan hulle gestuur word. Jy weet soos, hoeveel traffic fines het jy so?
O, regter?
Ja. Betaal jy jou televisielisensie onder andere en dan ook die e-tools as jy is jy op data met jou e-tools.
Okay, daar gaan ons almal pak.
Ja, dan sou ek doodgebliksem geword het.
En dan vra jy hulle maar net oor die algemeen, hoe is jou are you guilty of any substandard adult behavior? Jy weet, so mense kan self invul wat hulle wil. Hulle kan lieg of hulle hoef nie te lieg nie. Hulle kan die waarheid sê. Daar's party mense wat byvoorbeeld een ou eet te veel takeaways, jy weet, en hy, dit is vir my probleem, want hy geld vir sy tinder kris takeaways.
Yeah. So dan is die uitlees van die klagstatus ook entertaining en funny. En
precies, en hy word daarvoor gestraf, jy weet, so dit is, mense kan, partij mense sit goed, goeders in hulle lewe wat hulle graag wil verbeter, jy weet, soos hulle wil minder drink, partij mense is eerlik daarover, jy weet, en dan word hulle daarvoor gestraf, en hopelijk dien dit as a deterrent om dan wel minder te drink.
Ja. Nee, ek loved it. Ek loved it so dat hulle self, want hulle hou van caning.
Ja.
To be caned.
Ja,
I mean, So kom hulle, drink hulle eers hulle cane en dan word hulle
Nee, ek sal nooit aan 'n dronk mens slaan nie.
Nee, mens mag nie.
Nee.
So, can I just get this right? So you are working for the judicial courts now and you're getting to spank people?
No. This is not something official at all. Judicial corporal punishment was abolished in South Africa in 1997.
Oh.
So this is an event. And it's corporal punishment, judicial corporal punishment fans. So we all like judicial corporal punishment role play scenario. So this is a role play event where real corporal punishment does take place, but it is nothing official at all.
Okay.
But people do like dressing up in uniform, I'm guessing.
Yes, the judge has a judge robe on. And,
well, lekker.
But I mean, I don't have any police kind of uniform on or damn. Any official uniform. I just wear sort of BDSM wear. Yeah.
I must have asked this before, but let me ask it again. Can the public attend?
No. Because other if we make it open to the public, then eventually we'll have a crowd of spectators, and then people's identities might be compromised.
Oh, I understand.
And yes,
so it's still a bit of a sensitive thing.
Definitely, members of the public may attend if they are into corporal punishment, judicial corporal punishment role play scenario, and receiving it. Yes, but Casper, you are welcome to attend. You have expressed interest.
Sorry, it's my phone. I absolutely want to attend.
Yes, you're welcome to attend as a spectator because you said you wanted to,
but
and
I'll
you're
be,
welcome.
I'll be very private, incognito, sit in the corner and just watch it and maybe tape it a bit for the show.
Yes.
And we can talk about
on the 15th of October, so 15th. We can chat about that.
Okay, fantastic. I just wanted to tell you people that you do ask me every now and then, where's Korn's story, you know, and then I'm quiet, but I appreciate it so much that you want to hear it. But we had a bit of a problem, and especially this week, I couldn't record an episode because everyone would have lung cancer on the story. So what I've done is I thought about a game I can play with Hannes, who's good with improvising. So let's do that rather. So there's no cancer story this week, unfortunately. But next week we'll be back with a bumper audition. So, Hannes, can you explain the first game?
Well, the game that we're going to play is we're going to get a scenario. Where are we going to get it from, Casper?
From Yvonne and Duncan.
From Yvonne and Duncan. We're going to give a scenario where we're in a place of an occupational kind of space with some kind of crisis. And then we're going to do the scene trying to solve this crisis in a certain period of time. In a minute's time.
In a minute.
So we reveal then what happens next.
Yeah, and then we do it for shorter and shorter and shorter. But we will say that more specific. But let's just get from Yvonne a place.
Physiotherapist's office.
Okay.
Or room where...
Yeah. Okay, physiotherapist. And Duncan, what's a problem, a crisis?
My elbow is in my butthole. My elbow.
I'm obsessed with the butthole.
Yeah. Vandaag vooral. Yeah. Meer is gewoonlijk.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Ach, hallo Hetty.
Goeiedag, dokter. Ek bevind myself in 'n effense ongemaklike situasie.
Hoekom?
Wel, dit blyk dat my elleboog 'n manier gevind het om in my hoe sal ek sê, in my vyfenjaars op te eindig toe ek gegly het in die stort.
Wow. En jy soek oefeninge om wat te doen?
Wel, ek het gehoop dat dokter my kan help met u fysioterapie tegnieke om hom dalk stadig maar seker uit my anus te kry en dan hooplik te versterk
so
dat
dit
nie weer gebeur nie.
Wat jy doen is jy gaan sit soos 'n plaaskak, lekker laag squat jy.
Ja.
En dan wikkel jy hom soos 'n rol wat nie wil val nie.
Ja.
En dan sal die elleboog dalk val. Dan moet jy net type van seker wees dat jy nie weer so naby met jou hol aan jou elleboog kom nie.
Okay, goed. Oh, dokter, dit het gewerk. My elleboog is vry.
Okay. Okay, nou het ons 30 sekondes vir die hele alles moet dieselfde wees, maar dit is 30 sekondes. Okay.
En gaan.
Waarmee kan ek jou help?
Dokter, ek is bevrees dat my elleboog en my voefenjoost opgeëindig.
Wat?
Ja, ek het gegly in die stort.
En toe?
Wel, ek hoop dokter kan my help om hom weer uit te kry.
Ek kan maklik, al wat jy doen is jy sit in 'n lekker AWB plaaskak posisie en dan wikkel jy daai boude, wikkel daai boude tot die skouer uitval.
Kom ons kyk. Daar sê dokter, ek is genees.
Jaj! Baie goed gedoen!
Exactly 30 seconds.
Precies
now,
op 'n sekond.
We go 15 seconds.
Go.
Waarmee kan ek help?
Dokter Ellenboog, in my anus.
Waar? Hoekom?
Stort, ek het gestort en gegly.
My Here, sit in 'n plaaskak posisie en dan wikkel jy daai boude en dan val die skouer uit.
Kom ons kyk. Dit het gewerk.
Yeah! Dit was 15 sekondes en nou 7.
Go.
Wat gaan?
Ellenboog, hol, stort.
Magtig, sit, plaaskak, druk, wikkel.
Hy sê!
Yay!
Awesome.
Fantasties.
Oh, man, so that was very, very funny. Okay, let's first go to here now so that we don't forget about this in the show. And that is...
Stuff Boobies Fun Day 8.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
So for our stof poepie, Hannes, yeah, my voice is already much better.
Yeah. Hy word warm.
Hy het warm geword, want ek was soos 'n pad daar aan die begin. Ek was soos daai vrou se ding is wat hulle afgeneem het. Wat Margriet van Wyk, wat's haar naam?
Ja, dis absoluut absurd daai storie. Ek is so ontsteld vir haar part.
Ja, want haar man wou nie maar dis hulle gehuwelik is gesond obviously, maar sy ons doen dit baie dat jy aan iemand dink en dan stuur jy vir hom 'n WhatsApp om die terwyl jy eintlik vir iemand anders een
presies
ek het wel baie
gedoen. Can I just say what
think regtig vark in die verhaal is die persoon wat vir daai screenshot gevat het en dit toe versprei het na Twitter en Facebook en dis jy weet maak dan as dis want dit is snaaks you can't help but not laugh when you read it maar dan steek haar naam weg of iets just try and protect her integrity
and I just wonder how many other pictures the husband has actually received from
her. I think we must get them in the studio.
You know what I'm saying?
So wat wie so 'n stoof papa.
Ons stofpoepie is gebore in 1948 as Steven Dimitri Giorgio. Later het hy bekend gestaan ook as Steve Adams, maar ek dink hy is natuurlik vir ons almal die beste bekend as Cat Stevens of sy latere naam nadat hy na Islam toe geskuif het in 1977, Yusuf Islam. Maar Cat Stevens, dis al een, ons het hom almal mos nou in die kar as jy op vakansie gery het. Almal se pa daai tyd gehad.
So nou net is daai sang gespeel Peace Train, dit was ook van hom.
Ja, dit is een van sy groot treffers, van sy ander groot groot treffers is Father and Son, Wild World, Moon Shadow. Morning is Broken. En natuurlik hy was hy het 'n interessante storie veral met jou siekte. Kasper het in 1969 nadat hy reeds sy eerste album opgeneem het by naam van Matthew and Son, het hy tuberkulose gekry, tering gekry en hy was ongelooflik siek daarna. En na afloop van sy herstel is dit toe sy musikale rigting so verander het en meer folk rock
kind of
environment toe gegaan het want hy het afstand gedoen van sy ou producer en dit is toe hy in die 70s vooral baie sukses gehad het. En in 1977 het hy toe nou
konvert
na Islam.
Hoekom het hy easy geword? Was hy in 'n omgewing met baie ISIS mense?
Wel, dit wil blyk dat hy deur die loop van sy jeug nogal gesoek het na spirituele leiding en so en he couldn't really find it. Nou die storie loop het hy een keer uit gaan swem in die see en die see het so half beheer oor hom geneem en hy het so gesê, God, if you help me out of this, then I will serve you, diepe ding. En toe kom daar 'n golf wat hom so half uitspoel.
Maar dit was God. Ja. Dit is nie Allah nie, nou hy raakte mekaar.
Well, if anything, that meant that he reached the spiritual realization. Yeah. En op daai stadium het van sy research en so en boeke wat mense vir hom gegee het, hom gelei na die Koran en dis meer. En so aan die hand daarvan het hy meer gelees het oor Islam, het hy so half dit meer na stigtelik begin volg en as gevolg van sy skuif na Islam toe het hy in 1979 so half die music industry heeltemal gekwit. En eers weer in die mid-90s aanvanklik specific religious kind of music en kindermusiek gedoen wat islamities in aard is en eers in 2006 weer commercial pop album gedoen nadat hy in 2004
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken.
Sorry, honest, jy wou sê?
Tony, ek wou net sê dat hy in 2004 in die Rock and Roll Hall of Fame geïndukteerd is.
Daar's die hall alweer. Ja. Dankie. het hy enige iets gehad as 'n moslim?
Wel, dit is maar moslim verwante musiek en so, want die, een van die dinge is, hy sê hy het een keer gehoor, of hy was in Marokko, en toe hoor hy die Islamitic ritual call to prayer, en toe verduidelik iemand vir hom, dis music for God, en toe denk hy so wel, hy het al music for money, music for fame, music for personal power, hy het al daarvan gehoor, maar hy gaan nooit music for God nie.
Ok, dan so, die gospel album.
Ja, so die ding is, toe hy weer begin musiek maak, het hy aan die hand van wat die imam vir hom gesê het, musiek gemaak wat spesifiek, jy weet, islamitisch in aard is, en so af wat die wye wereld ontken, en al die dinge. So I guess he was probably successful.
Sorry, Yvonne, jy sê?
Ek is mal oor die call to prayer. Toe ek my jongste dochter gehad het, was ek in Garden City vir 'n paar dae, en ek het dan hoor, ek het die hele tyd gehoor, wow. Op, in die ochend en in die aand, en van toe af is ek mal daaroor.
Noem jy die shopping center?
Garden City Kliniek, die hospitaal.
In die Kaap?
Nee, hier so in Johannesburg, wow. By Mayfair.
O, ek dacht jy praat van die Kaap seer. O, is daar mosk?
Daar is mosk, daar ja.
Okay. Was het vir jou altyd mooi?
Dit is verskriklik mooi.
Het jy nie later geskree, shut up?
Nee, nee, ek is nou nog mal daaroor. God's recreation of the new day.
Morning has broken like the first morning, blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world.
Daar gaan Yusuf Al-Mahalla. Hey, Cat Stevens. Baie dankie. It's a beautiful song, though.
Absolutely, you couldn't disagree with
it. It's a fragile song. Yeah. Beautiful. Ek het gelees, jy sê op die Facebook, Yvonne, dat jy die fucking slap ding...
Ja, die prison strap.
Flap, ja, gekruidel het, soos ek babiekie.
Ja, ek is net so mal daar oor en hulle is so skaars. Hierdie bewonderaar het vir my ingestuur, a Canadian prison strap, sowel as a Canadian school strap, oorspronkelike antiques, laas jaar. Wow. En dit is ongelukkig deur ons poskantoor gesteel.
Fokus.
Ja, wel nie deur die poskantoor seker nie, maar deur
iemand wat
in the chain. Yeah.
So hy kon nie weer, hulle is verskriklik skaars oorspronklik is. So hy het nou vir my een laat maak deur die wêreld se een van die wêreld se beste toesmakers en strapmakers,
so
Michael
speciaal.
Campbell, in Engeland. So hy het dit vir my gekoop en vir my laat stuur. En dit het gister in die pos gekom. So ja, ek is verskriklik verstom daarop.
If you kan ek hom vashou.
Ja, natuurlik.
Yvonne, jy lyk soos jy hou baie van die type of things.
I do.
If you could design one tool that you would like to abuse and use and just punish people with, what would you design? What kind of a tool would you make?
Well, my favorite tool is the cane. I mean, it's a design that cannot be bettered. It is absolutely fantastic. It's my favorite corporal punishment implement. And there are so many corporal punishment implements that it's not really possible to design something new, in my opinion, except if you go to the medieval torture methods.
What if you put spikes on the spot?
Exactly. I won't go that way because no. Then you can give people permanent damage, scarring, and you can kill
you
them.
Don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
Maar Yvonne, as jy in die normale lewe rustig, skakel jy daai aggressiwiteit aan? Of is jy die hele tyd so en skopkat uit die pad uit en so goed?
Nee, ek skakel glad. Kyk, van BDSM, dit is nie violence nie. So aggression het nie 'n plek in BDSM enigszins nie. So as ek die dag, ek het dit al gedoen, as ek die dag in 'n slegte bui is of ek is hartseer of depressief of so iets.
Moenie kom nie.
Ek sal glad nie aan iemand raak nie.
Okay.
Ek sal net aan iemand raak as ek kalm is, as ek gelukkig voel, as ek in die regte mindset is. Mm. So ek sorg altyd dat ek is. Ek is nooit violent nie, ek voel ook nie aggressief teenoor iemand.
It's amazing.
Ja.
Dis fantasties dat jy dit so kan onder beheer hê en dit net gebruik wanneer dit nodig is. En dan soveel genot daai kry. Ja, dit is vir jou lekker.
Ja.
It's amazing.
She's a professional.
I think ek sal iemand seermaak. Ek sal begin sê ja, jy soek dit en dan sal ek begin dink aan daai dag en daai dag en daai dag en dan
sal ek aanhou slaan. As jy jou frustrasies op iemand wil uithaal, ja, dis wat mens nie moet doen nie. Jy moenie gefrustreerd voel in jouself of teenoor die persoon of teenoor 'n situasie in jou lewe enigsins nie.
When I was at school standard matric, standard 10, I was one of the people who ontgroen the standard 6. What do you call?
Initiate.
Yeah.
Initiate, yeah.
You know what, I think I've got a problem because there was a guy, I found an excuse for him, what he did wrong. And I caned him so hard, he was crying.
Wow.
Jeepers,
what's wrong with me?
Nee, daar's niks fout met jou nie. Dit is net dat jy nie noodwendig geweet het.
You just didn't like him.
Ja.
That maybe, ja. I still remember the irritation now. I can remember that. But maybe he just irritated me.
You would still cane him now.
I wouldn't.
Ja.
No, I changed that in myself.
Groenings environment laat toe dat jy so Malras. Die geleentheid kan kry om in daai magsposisie behoor om te wees. So dan dink ek mense kop gaan dalk so
sadisme.
Ja,
sadisme of pettiness kom uit in so 'n sekere tipe situasie.
Dis hoekom hulle die ontgroening moet weggevat het.
Ja, want anders gaan hy kan dit doen. Elke generasie gaan dit doen.
Ja.
Bernard, Yvonne, Duncan, think of genres of movies. Duncan, give me a place.
The park.
And Yvonne, give me a situation there. What's happening there? There are two people there. What are they doing?
They are meeting for anonymous sex. They are dogging. They're dogging.
Is that what you call it?
Dogging is when the people are having sex in a park and other people are watching, or they're having sex with strangers in a park. Okay. It's one of the two.
Okay, so let's first just set it up, and then I'm going to show it to you, and you give me genres. Hello.
Hello. Hier is my eerste keer.
Mag nie, saak nie. Ek sal jou goed laat voel. Hoe lyk ek? Lyk ek soos op my WhatsApp profiel?
Jy lyk baie soos wat jy lyk op jou WhatsApp profiel.
Wel, op my WhatsApp profiel is ek 'n poes gesit. So ek lyk. Is dit wat jy vir my sê?
Nou kan ek 'n gesig by die prentjie pas. Nou maar,
sal ons dit doen?
Ek dink ons moet, ek sal net eerste moet ontkleed.
Ja, asseblief, anders sukkel my manier.
Wil jy my heeltemal naak hê?
Ja.
Of kan ek net my broekie aftrek?
Nee, alles klaar.
Wel, dis
okay.
A 50s Afrikaans movie.
Hallo.
Goeiedag. Goeiemôre. Dominee. Hierdie is my eerste keer.
Wel, jy weet, dit staan geskrywe dat hy wat nie buk nie sal nooit pars nie. Daarom sal jy agterkom dat hierdie initiering wat ek nou met jou gaan doen, dit sal nie in die vulva wees nie, maar in jou anus, sal jou beter laat voel oor die lewe.
Dit is vir my wonderlik.
Trek uit.
Ek is besig om te verkleed. Kan ek vir jou koffie maak? In die park.
Het jy 'n plak gesien daar by die boom?
Nee, ek is net geleer in hierdie dag en tyd is dit nodig vir 'n dame om goed gemanierd te wees en
ek dink ons drink net koffie. Dis 'n Afrikaanse film.
Dis 'n Afrikaanse film agterop. Ja, ja.
Horror.
Wat is daai ding?
Dis my whippersnapper van Kanada.
Nee, hou hom weg.
Dis te laat. Jy het jou oorgegee aan die swart magte.
Hoekom dra jy daardie masker?
Maskar. Ja, ek dra hom, want het laat vir my lekkerder voel, dat jy my nooit sal herken nie, want ek ken jou. Jy weet het net nie. Ek ken jou, ek kyk vir jou elke dag. Ek kyk vir jou as jy slaap.
Thriller.
Hi.
Hi.
Is die pakkie?
Baie dankie.
Pas op, laat mense nie sien nie.
Ek maak hom versigtig oop.
Ok, jy weet wat was die dekmantel dat ek en jy moet seks hê?
Ja, en ek sien dit is 'n kondoom in die pakkie. So,
ja, so ek gaan, terwyl ons seks het, sal ek die pakkie in jou hol indruk.
En dan, laat ek raai, daar is belangrike regeringsgeheime ook ingesluit.
Absoluut, microfilms.
Wat ek dan in my vel gaan absorbeer.
Ja, en ons gaan, jy gaan in jou vel, deur jou hol, gaan ons uit in, dit, in jou oog kyk en het sien.
Dit gee nuwe betekenis in die woord spionasie.
romance.
Hi.
Uiteindelik. Ek het jou so geswipe op Tinder en Grindr en WhatsApp en Twitter.
Ek het vir ons 'n piknikmandjie gebring.
Ek soek net een piknikmandjie, meisie. En jy weet waar hy is.
Wel, ek het ook 'n binne bietjie kaas en beskuitjies.
Yes, jy sit mens af van seks.
Ek het X-rated porn.
Donkey
musical.
Daar staan sy. Hallo.
Ek staan hier in die park. Hy's mooi skoon gehaar. Aankom 'n man, hy lyk hy het 'n plan.
Dit is waar, ek staan hier en ek het 'n plan, Jaguar. Ek wil so graag, meneer, jou penetreer. En dit is die nuwe musical wat binnekort deur Kijknet Films uitgereik word. Penetrasie. Gepraat van flieks. Daar's 'n klomp nuwe flieks wat uitkom. Is jy in enige van hulle, Yvonne?
Nee. Wat? My volgende fliek wat ek gaan doen is 'n horror volgende jaar, maar ek kan nie iets verder daaroor sê nie.
Okay, ek is bly. Ek is bly dat jy dit gaan doen, want ek het nou gesien daar's so baie Afrikaanse kak wat uitgekom het. En ek dink my fliek dalk mense ook dink is kak, ek weet nie, maar ek praat nou van die silwer skermfees wat kyk net doen.
Yeah.
Ek as ek kyk net was sou konsentreer om leer liewer meer TV te maak as om fucking flieks te probeer maak of stig jou eie kanaal wat flieks het wat jy maak. Maak maar moenie ten koste van reekse al julle geld in flieks sit nie, mense, asseblief. En nou doen hulle goed soos die. Fucking Heidi is uit Noorweegs of ergens vertaal en hy is nou een van die dae in die cinemas. In die cinemas sê ek vir julle.
Hallo, my naam is Heidi. So wat is jou naam?
Peter. Woon jy nou hier?
Ja. Hier by my oupa.
Sal jy daarvan hou om in 'n groot, deftige huis in die stad te bly?
Dis klaar.
Waar is Heidi?
Heidi.
Oupa.
Sien die betowerende storie in Afrikaans. Heidi. Binnekort in fliekteaters.
In fliekteaters. Dan is daar 'n ander fliek wat sy naam is Die fucking fools. Die fool lisma. Wat? Vir die fools. Vir die fools.
Beloof jy, Sampie de Klerk, dat jy Irma nooit sal verlaat nie? Dat jy haar in liefde sal eerbiedig en help soos 'n godvreesende man?
Ek beloof.
Beloof jy, Irma, dat jy Sampie nooit sal verlaat nie? Dat jy hom in liefde sal eerbiedig en help en aan hom onderdanig sal wees soos 'n godvreesende vrou aan 'n man verskuldig is.
Dit was 'n pragtige een. Ek kan nie wag om hom te gaan kyk.
Wat is jou antwoord?
Ekskuus my, wat is die vraag?
Wat is hy? Jesus, dis Diver. Sorry, ek dink hulle is klaar.
Heidi.
Hoeveel moet ik betaal?
Kap elkaar 100.
Ik heb mijn enkel baas hier gemaakt. Ik hoor iets van pijn. Ik koud hem al, denk ik.
Zo waberend de prinses, zeg ik ook, rokkend te.
Was je man?
Rarig, Bonita?
Was het niet, Tess? Hij is goed voor mij. Touch my sweeties. Het gebeurt.
Merrick, ik roep die boeren.
En ze hebben al iets stuk vertoeid, hè?
Wat kan dit onschuldig?
Nou, gij aan van mij.
Hij is enkel bij je sweet.
Hoe kom je zo te zien, Tess? Voor ordentelijk Afrikaanse meisjes zoals het zijn.
Jij raakt eens.
Kan eens weer draaien.
Tessie. Keer gaan je luisteren.
Tess?
Ja?
Hoekom strijk jij jouw panty?
Hoekom strijk jij jouw panty? Dat is het zijn gevraagd. En als er nog een wat ik hier zo heet, klink soos lente.
Kom eens hier, Bob Dylan.
Volgens mij is in een band.
Wat speel jij?
Ik speel guitar. En ik zang.
Wat is je band zijn naam?
Groenblaren.
Groenblaren?
Ja.
Awesome, no. Ik bedoel, ik ben nog altijd in de band geweest. He. Dan kon ze niet de drum hebben.
Ik kan bij de drums.
Zo, so, jullie nummer kie nu. Hij zit 3, so dus dat is ik moet hem dan naar je 3 spelen.
Ik denk niet, ons kan hier niet doen, die kerel.
Hey, shut up. Ons kan hier niet doen.
En, wat zijn naam?
Ben.
Benny Bender. Mm-hmm. Vertrouw maar je gevoelens en geen manneke kans. Welke zijn meer als niet de bender?
Donner.
Hi.
Het is baie cool om jullie te ontmoet. Wanneer speel jullie weer?
Einde van die maand, actually, bij die Bohemian.
Bohemian? Mm. Impressive.
Wat type muziek speel jullie?
Upbeat.
Nice.
Fun.
Jullie kan voor jullie open. 3 songs.
4. 3 is cool.
3 is fun, thanks. Kom, speel zo'n beetje hard.
Dank je.
Wil oom in een band wees?
Ek is so gasvol daarvoor dat ek altyd die een is wat die verhouding beëindig omdat hulle partykeer net eenvoudig nie goed genoeg is nie.
Hy het veel gejok oor wie hy is. Hy nie op hierdie oomblik. Dink hy is goed genoeg vir jou nie. Waarvoor wag hy? Hoe baie gee jy om vir haar? Hoe hard sal jy beklei vir haar? Sodat jy kan luister. Waar hy daar oor?
Is ons actually in
a band? Ja, bro.
Julle is in inderdaad. Wat die een sal julle gaan kyk?
Die ene van die flew. The Vols. One about the one about the birds.
Ja.
Voele.
Voele.
Sorry. Dit klink baie meer exciting as wat die titel is.
Ja, Hannes, ja. Is jy in enige van hierdie films?
Nee, ek is nie in een van hulle.
Want ek weet ek is net bang ek sien iets meer dan as jy enige movie.
Ek dink die ene, ek weet nie, wat was die derde ene wat so of die Cape Flats vibe, dit is so,
taste.
Dit klink vir my, if anything, asof het spannend kan wees. Ja, asof het spannend kan wees en kind of meer real is. Die ander klink bykie vir my romcom.
Dit klink 'n bietjie rom.
Met meer kom as rom.
Maar ja, maar daar's baie films. Yes, die Afrikaanse films peel uit.
Ja.
Wat sê Eber?
Eber op die WeChat sê, hallo Kasper.
Hallo.
Ek weet nie is almal daar nie.
O.
So hallo Bernard, hallo Duncan, hallo Javi, hallo Shimane, hallo Hannes, hallo Bianca,
hallo
Yvonne.
Hallo.
My Susie.
Sissy.
Oh. My Sissy van die Kaap, keer Biki in Joburg. So ons Kasper radio show Biki ter Veil ontstaan.
Dan.
Wie is Bianca?
My sissy.
Oh, Bianca, som sissy.
Oh, ek toch as die vir Bianca ook hallo, ek sin...
Dan ons het Adrian op die WeChat en hy sê...
Duncan?
Duncan moet asseblief nie die boodskap lees nie, want jy laat my meer fucked up...
Klink.
Oh, fucked up klink. As wat ek werkelijk is, ek het gister vir my nigga, Nigi, een pakkie gestuur. Sy gaan soos doos.
Wat?
Sy gaan so doos skam kry. Want ek het agter op die kamigiekie voor op die pakkie geplak. En dit leek so.
En wat is het? Adult world. Dis oulik, dis 'n streep wat jou trek. Oh, you are so fucking naughty, you know.
I don't even know what I was reading. Skeer en skinner.
Fokus skeer ook lang al nie meer nie.
Nee.
Skeer en gek.
Skeer en nie die gek.
Ja.
En wat se nuus het jy vir ons vandag?
O, ek kom met... Ek dink is bietjie depressing nuus vir my.
Wat?
Joburg Pride het 'n nuwe venue alweer.
Ja.
Vir die vierde jaar in 'n ry.
Ja.
Dis hierdie jaar by Melrose Arch. Oh. Wat aanvanklik ek gedink het, o jy, dis 'n lekker venue. Hulle gaan die hele Melrose Arch in 'n gay village omskep vir die dag. Maar jy kan nie jou eie drank vat nie want dit is 'n public venue. Hulle kan nie drank serve nie want die besighede daar het lisensie om drank te serve, so jy kan net by restaurant gaan sit en 'n drink drink. Ja. Jy kan nie rondloop in Melrose Arch met jou drink nie, want dit is 'n public place.
Oh, please.
Dis nie okay nie.
Hulle kan nie kosstalletjies hê nie, want dis net die restaurante wat mag kos serve daar, so jy kan net na 'n restaurant toe gaan en gaan eet.
So hulle verander dit in 'n elitist event toe, basically.
Nou vraag ek jou,
the gay people sold out.
Enige iemand wat van whatever plek afkom van 'n armer gebied,
ja,
kan nie Pride geniet nie, want jy kan nie by whatever is die restaurante wat daar is, kan
dis
gaan
sit
en
eet
en R200 vir steak betaal nie.
Totally no.
So, ja, happy Pride, julle.
Kan julle boycott? Kan mens boycott? En gaan, that's not practical.
Well, mens kan seker. Well, mense gaan nie hoef te boycott nie, want hulle gaan nie kan gaan nie.
Ja.
Fisies.
Ja, so,
Dis is 'n awesome venue, maar dis 'n kak idee.
I think, how would gay people boycott this? Everyone should put in a butt plug.
Ek kan nie lag nie, dan gaan ek hoes.
Ons het Dimo op die WeChat en hy sê, hallo almal, 8 Dubai, love julle, waar's Gavin? En Woody sê, more almal en Fetty Betty.
Moe, jy het weer op.
No, you can see.
Want dit is iets wat jy sal sê.
Kiss me my line. It's what Moody says. More almal en Fetty Betty, DJ who's Duncan by Suck is Woody. Gaan aan met jou
geheimnis. What does he mean about, what does he mean, the Duncan's by Suck?
Ek verstaan nie. Woody, just explain what you mean. But Betty, geen news. Continue, man.
Op 'n ligter noot, maar baie exciting noot. Ons allemaal is fans van Bianca Del Rio.
Yeah.
Wie is dit, Duncan?
Almal ken jy ken, Moussanis.
Ja,
continue.
Sy het RuPaul's Drag Race gewen laas jaar.
Well, ja, okay, daai ja. Bianca.
Oh, and tonight's the new season.
Ja, nee, gisterand al.
And gisterand 'n new season.
Maar Bianca maak 'n eie movie. Sy is in 'n nuwe movie. Hurricane Bianca.
How's that gay nice news?
Because Bianca is a man.
Oh,
she's a drag queen.
Drag Race.
Ja, it's a, this is a revenge comedy. So, sy is star as hierdie high school teacher wat gefire word. En, maar sy word gefire want die personeel hou nie van haar nie. En die kinders is naast die met hom. En dan kom sy terug en apply weer vir die posisie as Bianca in drag. En dan kry sy, maar niemand herken haar nakomstig nie. En dan gee sy vir almal kak. Net so Bianca kan.
Nice.
So ja, en... Nogal nice mense wat daar in staar. Alan Cumming is daar in. Margaret Cho is daar in.
Ja.
So dit gaan 'n funny movie wees.
Ja, so gepraat daarvan, ek weet nie of ek hier mag inchip nie, maar ons het soveel crossdressers en drag queens in Suid-Afrika, fantasties is. Bernard, jy self, en hoekom het ons nie 'n Suid-Afrikaanse weergawe van RuPaul's Drag Race of iets soortgelyk nie?
Betty,
ons het al die materiaal, al die mense om mee te werk en definitief die gehore.
Ek het al vir baie mense die idee probeer pitch, maar niemand wil byt nie.
Okay.
Wat se kanaal dink jy?
Kom en dalk weer try.
Ek dink so.
Maar selfs al want sien want ek het so effens 'n vermoede die plaaslike kanale gaan dalk nou
hulle gaan bang wees.
Nee, hulle gaan bang wees
because bang wees, maar hulle hoef nie.
So maar doen dit flippend, dis ons moet die interwebs man.
Want ons het die interwebs.
Die interweb show.
Want Wuzu saai RuPaul's Drag Race uit.
So hulle sal dalk
dit doen goed, want ek meen hulle saai seisoen na seisoen uit. So dit die mark is daar vir dit. Ja. Hoekom doen dit nie local nie?
Fenomenale fopdossers.
Fopdossers. Kan werk in die titel.
Ja, ons kan werk, maar dit sal het meer toeganklik maak vir die NG Kerk publiek.
Ja.
Fopdosser. Sorry, ek wil jou nie interrupt, man, want maar Yvonne sit hier met 'n fucking ding wat lyk soos 'n sigaretpypie.
Wat is dit met fopdossers?
Okay, wel, wat ek hier het is wat mense in die skoonheidsterapie wêreld sal ken as beauty therapy, as 'n high frequency unit. So hulle het dit gebruik met hierdie attachment, nou na jy jou facial gekry het en al jou pysies is uitgedruk en so, dan sal hulle hierdie klein platte glas attachment gebruik om jou vel te steriliseer en kollageen aan te wakker. Mm. Nou, in die BDSM wêreld is hierdie bekend as 'n violet wand. So wat gebeur is, as jy hom nou aansit...
O, Jesus... Ons kragtrek.
Hierdie staan bekend as sensation play. Dit is nie seer nie. Ek sal dit nou eers op my eie hand sit vir julle om te sien. Dit is so gee my julle hande dat julle kan voel.
Dis so. Awesome.
Ja, dit is meer die sensasie.
Ah! Ja, dis water.
Ja.
Dit voel amper soos 'n tattoo. Dit is amper 'n tattoo, net minder pyn.
Minder pynlik. So dit staan in BDSM bekend as sensation play en dit is obviously electro play, electro stimulation.
So jy gaan dan net oor iemand se lyf daarmee.
Oor iemand se lyf en dan sit op meer sensitiewe dele soos op die lippe, op jou gesig, op jou tepels, onder jou arms, op die geslagsdele. Dis my verskriklik snaaks as ek dit op testicles gebruik om te sien hoe die arme testicles van my af probeer wegkom. Hulle kruip self soms in die lyf in, so bang word hulle.
Ai.
Maar dit is die mildste vorm van electroplay wat jy kry in BDSM. Dan staan nou meer intense tipe electroplays wat baie gevaarliker raak, soos tense units. Party mense het sommer hulle eie tipe electroplay goeders wat hulle maak om dit sterker te kan maak wat hulle al vir my oorgeskryf het waaroor ek nou nie in detail ingaan nie. Dis nie nou belangrik nie.
Waaroor kom op 'n karbattery tipe
wat? Op 'n karbattery daai tipe goed. Maar wat interessant is dat electro stimulation, nie net in 'n BDSM environment soos wat ek het gebruik nie, maar ook in 'n sexual environment. Wel, party mense mengs ook nou natuurlik die twee, BDSM en seks. Maar daar's verskriklik baie electro sex toys wat verskriklik exciting is. Mense kan dit ook in Suid-Afrika kry, of julle sê waar.
Vibrator.
At the bedroom, you can get it, the bedroom range of sex shops. Maar soos electrified nipple clamps, electrified butt plugs. Ooh, Duncan, jy sal dalk belangstel daarin.
Ja, ons gee vir Duncan.
Electrified dildos, electrified steel sounds.
Imagine jy shock yourself dood en mense ontdek jy daar met 'n lekker groot slap dildo in jou hol.
Kyk, is baie veilig. As jy dit deur 'n reputable company bestel, is dit veilig, Casper.
Ja. What would he say there? He said jy is kak.
Ja, ek het bedoel, Duncan, jy suk, jy moet nie DJ nie.
Hoe weet hy dit?
I don't know. Were you in Durban this past weekend? Because I got a standing ovation, son. You know, but that's the thing about...
Maar staan almal nie klaar in die klap, nie?
I'm all starting dance. And the thing about being in this industry, obviously I'm going to be open to a lot of haters, man.
Yes.
Haters gonna hate. And at least I'm doing something with my life.
Did you just quote Taylor Swift?
What did Taylor Swift say?
Haters gonna hate.
Nah.
What's so you're name? Just gonna shake it off.
That's what I'm gonna do. Fucker.
I Hi, kan ek asseblief 'n matras kry?
Ja, ons het 'n groot verskeidenheid matrasse hierso by Matraswêreld. Wat se tipe matras wil jy hê?
Ek soek een wat lekker sag is, maar nie te sag dat dit ongesond is nie. So hy moet hard wees.
Dit kan lekker werk. Soos hierso het ons 'n lekker klein trassie. dis grappie. En dan hierso het ons 'n lekker groot dubbelbed, soos jy kan sien, hy's sag en hard, alles wat jy wil hê.
Uit die laaste keer toe ek 'n matras gehad was geklipphard. Toe laat val ek my foon en toe is my glas gekraak.
Magies. Wel, gelukkig het hierdie matraswinkel 'n baie besondere aanbod, want weet jy wat, as jou voel jou matras is te hard, dan gee ons ook sommer vir jou 'n voucher om by iFix jou foon te gaan regmaak, sou jy hom laat val op daai matras.
Wie is iFix?
Well, iFix is 'n wonderlike winkel waar jy jou iPad, jou iPhone en nou deesdae ook Samsung foon kan vat, sou hy dalk net breek of beskadig word.
Wel meneer, jy het jouself van 'n matras afgepraat, want ek gaan nou iFix toe.
Dis harde werk, maar iemand moet dit doen.
Ja. Sorry, waar was jy dank? Ach, wat jy nou? Baren?
Fitty Betty.
Betty?
Ja, noem maar Fitty Betty. Dit was Sweetie Betty. Dan het ek daar, ek weet nie of jy weet van die gay couple in Suid-Afrika, dat is die eerste een wat al twee mans, die DNA, het hulle surrogaat ma gekry en eierkie geïnsemineer of wat ewer die woord is.
Dit is wat Elton gedoen het.
Ja, Elton maar hulle triplets.
Triplets?
Ja, triplets. Ja, baie sweet. En wat so breed
is... Dit is hulle gene.
Dit is hulle gene, maar dit was, die een babiekie is, dit is triplets, maar twee is identiese tweeling.
Ja, wat gebeur het is die een eiertjie, want daar's twee eiertjies van die surrogaatmaas met sperms van die verskillende twee paas ingeinsemineer en toe die een eierselletjie het gesplit in die womb.
Ja.
En dit is hoekom daar nou 'n drieling is.
Dit gebeur mos, dit is mos 'n baie groter kans bestaan daarvoor met artificiële inseminasie.
O, okay.
Kyk van ja.
Maar laat die dokter vir hulle gesê het hulle moet eerder die tweeling aborteer.
Ja.
Want net vir ingeval daar gaan fout wees. Hulle het nie fout gesien nie, net vir ingeval daar gaan fout wees, maar hulle het toe nie en ja, 3.5 babietjies is gebore.
Oh, ek wil vir hulle sê baie geluk, maar ook baie sterkte, want ek het 1 kind, ek kan nie imagine het wees om 3
selle ouderdom. What is Woody say then?
Woody sê, ek trek net jou klein been danken. Jy was ongelooflik. What does that mean?
Unbelievable.
You were unbelievable.
Positive, unbelievable.
Yeah, that you were great.
Is he saying he was there at Durban?
Yes, he says he was pulling your leg and you were unbelievable.
Oh, Woody. You give me wood, man.
Woody Wood.
thanks, man. Show love.
Wat gaan aan met Fox, Rocky?
Ja, ek wil speciaal vir danke gaan in sy mond kots. Maar die jongste nuus van Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Geme.
Hulle het 'n song release van die nuwe production.
Wat 20 Oktober uitgaan.
Wat 20 Oktober uitgesaai word. Dit is nie 'n live production soos hulle vorige musicals nie. Maar, ja, ek weet nie, ek is nie seker wat ek daarvan dink nie. Want hulle verander die styl van die muziek.
Mm. Nou, maar kom ons... Wat is dit nou?
Dit is Time Warp. Dit klink vir my baie country.
Yeah!
This country, this is nie Rocky Horror nie.
Die ding is, as mens so play wil sien, dan, vooral Rocky Horror, wat standard is, dan wil mens dit geniet met ander acteurs dan, ja. Maar die original sound.
Exactly.
Jy moet nie kom met fucking, weet, Indian Dance Time Warp of iets nie.
Ja, vernieuwing is goed, maar sekere goeders moet mens nie meer lol nie, sekere suksesse.
Well, Duncan is going on like that fucking sign language guy at Mandela's funeral. I understand him. He says our time is up. So let's play out with Time Warp. And I say thank you to Duncan for being here.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Dankie.
Honest, die Here seën jou.
Ach, baie dankie.
Betty, Jesus, man. Glitter.
Glitter.
Glitter vir jou. Dankie mense. Ek wil sommer hoor julle lekker is baie beter net om 'n bietjie tyd met julle te spandeer.
This is cliffcentral.com.